speaking on behalf of Senator Ted Cruz, but I think what's important for everybody to know is that now we have literally dozens of state representatives, state senators, statewide elected officials, and now members of Congress endorsing Senator Ted Cruz to be our next president of the United States. If you are one of those elected officials here today who has endorsed Ted Cruz to be president, would you stand up for us, please, and turn around and wave, let people know that you're here. Thank you so much. By the way, there are more out there in the audience where they couldn't have room to sit down. But we are very grateful for all of the support we have from all of the elected officials. I got to know Senator Ted Cruz when I got elected to the House of Representatives. I campaigned on a few very fundamental things. Number one, not funding and even repealing Obamacare. And when I got to Washington, everybody was telling us how we got to go forward and fund this thing because otherwise there could be some challenges. It could be problematic. And interestingly, they had a plan to do this. The Democrats had a plan to compel Republicans to vote to fund Obamacare. What was that plan? Well, when you think about federal spending, you've got 12 appropriation bills. We fund them one at a time where we can go to the floor and represent you. I can say we need to cut spending in one area. We need to plus up spending in another area. It is an open amendment representational process. And in the House of Representatives, we pass those appropriation bills. Once they pass, they go to the Senate. We always start with defense appropriations, homeland security, energy and water, military construction, veterans affairs, transportation, housing and urban development. We do these bills representing you in regular order. Those bills go to the Senate, and Harry Reid kills them. He just kills them. He doesn't pass his own bills. He passes nothing. Zero. And that, friends, is what guarantees at the end of every fiscal year there is a government shutdown. It is the Harry Reid, Barack Obama shutdown. And here's why they do it. Because they know on the last minute, on the last day before the government shutdown occurs, they're going to roll everything together. Republicans do this. They roll the entire spending process together into one massive spending bill called the Continuing Resolution. And you get a vote, either yes or no. And if you vote yes, you're funding Obamacare. You're funding Planned Parenthood. You're funding the president's illegal executive order amnesty. You're funding Syrian refugee resettlement, even though the FBI told us these folks can't be properly vetted. You're funding all of the EPA regulations, the Clean Water Act with their Waters of the U.S. regulation, and the Clean Air Act with their Clean Power Plan, shutting down electricity power plants all across this country, raising prices for people right here in the state of Oklahoma for their electricity bills. When you vote yes on an appropriation bill that is that massive, whether it's a CR or an omnibus, you are funding all of that stuff. Well, somebody got elected that they weren't expecting. That somebody is named Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, like me, campaigned saying he's not going to fund Obamacare and he's not going to support Obamacare. And he showed up and he started explaining how the process works. And here's the problem. Republicans say that you have to vote yes and fund the entire liberal agenda of this aggressive, activist, liberal president because if you vote no, the government might shut down. And I want to be clear, I know this audience, you guys aren't afraid of that. But I want to be clear, I didn't go to Washington to shut the government down. I went to Washington to represent you the way the Constitution requires them. And when you vote yes on a continuing resolution or an omnibus spending package, by the way, most recently, we increased federal spending and we did it with a debt ceiling increase. When you vote for that, you are empowering this very liberal, aggressive, activist president. The Republicans say, well, we can't not do that because it might create a fight, and we don't want any fights in an election year. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, we are fighting for the Constitution itself that we are sworn to defend. A lot of people here have been sworn to defend the Constitution against all enemies, fully and honestly. Friends, that's what this election is all about. Ted Cruz has been fighting these fights from the beginning. Whether it was Obamacare when we first got there, I will also be clear about something else. When I first got to Washington, we had all of these pollsters come in and tell us what we had to do. Their number one thing is you got to provide amnesty. They did this big autopsy report on the Republican Party and what we need to do in order to win the vote. And they said, you got to do a massive amnesty package. Well, the reality is, some people bought into that. And a lot of people are saying, look, if we buy into that, there's going to be a mass wave of people coming across the southern border believing that if they just step foot on American soil, they're going to get a path to citizenship. Ted Cruz was those people explaining that. If we even start the conversation, this is going to happen. And of course, everybody saw what happened in 2014. When this conversation was started in 2013, there was a rumor that went around down south, and they said, look, if you could just make it to America, you're going to get citizenship. And of course, they not only overwhelmed Health and Human Services, but they started overwhelming the military bases. And a lot of people here are familiar. I went down to Fort Sill, and they wouldn't let me in. That's where they were housing the unaccompanied alien children that were coming across the southern border in mass volumes. Friends, this was predicted, not by Republican leadership. It was predicted by Senator Ted Cruz. And then we saw it unfold before our very eyes. He said this also when we were in the fight about Obamacare. He quoted Ronald Reagan, "The closest thing to eternal life on earth is a new government program." He said, once you create the constituency of dependency, again quoting Ronald Reagan, you can never undo it. Ted Cruz said, once those subsidies start flowing to the exchanges, the Supreme Court will never reverse it, Congress will not overturn it, Congress will not repeal it. Well, I'll tell you this, if we elect Ted Cruz, it will be repealed, and I can guarantee you that, because he followed through on what he says he's going to do. He said it over and over again, and finally, we will see Obamacare go away. Friends, it is fantastic to so many. I wish you guys could see it from my perspective. There are still people flooding in through the doors right now. Please come and join us. So whether it's amnesty or Obamacare or all these aggressive, illegal executive orders from all of these departments and agencies, all of these programs, Ted Cruz has been consistent. He has not wavered. He has not equivocated. And there's a difference between him and maybe some of the other candidates that are still in the race. And that is this. Not only does he do what he said he was going to do, he talks about it. He uses his voice. He communicates and he educates the American people. I am tired of Republicans in Washington, D.C. and showing up and voting the right way, but being quiet about it. We need leadership right now. More than ever, in American history has been that leader. He leads the charge. And then people vote with him, but they keep their mouths shut. He has been an absolute champion for my constituents here in Oklahoma. And friends, in 2 days, we are going to elect Ted Cruz as the next president of the United States. And we're going to elect Ted Cruz as the next president of the United States. We're going to call your friends. You got to get your family out. This election is extremely close. Every single one of you counts. We need your votes. We need your friends to vote. We need your family members to vote. This is going to be a close election, and Oklahoma is going to go for Ted Cruz because of you. I'm asking you to show up and make it happen. Normally, by the way, I want to be clear. He's the only one that has been to Oklahoma this many times. He came to my 30th birthday party in June. And he came back in August. We did 3 events in Oklahoma in August. I think it's the first time we've had a candidate campaign for the presidency in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. But Ted Cruz was there. Then he came back again and we did more events not only in Tulsa but in Oklahoma City, and today he's touring the entire state. Friends, this is somebody who is committed to the state of Oklahoma just as he's committed to the state of Texas as a senator. And boy, I'll tell you, we need to elect him as our next president. Now, normally, in these events, and I've done a lot of these events on behalf of Senator Ted Cruz, my good friend and fellow warrior in Washington, D.C. Normally at this point, I introduce my good friend Ted Cruz. Today is a little bit different. We have a very special guest with us. And I will tell you that this very special guest is somebody who is like Ted Cruz, and this is how. You see all these conservative radio talk show hosts out there. And they know the truth about Ted Cruz, and they know the truth about some of the other candidates who haven't been willing to leave, and by the way, who in many cases have not even been conservative or Republican until the election year. And there has been one voice among all these conservative talk show hosts that has not been afraid to alienate a part of his audience, because the truth to him is more important than actually keeping one part of his constituency happy in his audience. Friends, I want to introduce to you a friend of mine, our great talk show host here in the state of Oklahoma, if you listen to 1170 KFAQ, my friend, Glenn Beck.